So, can you state your name, please?
My name is Christian Brandon.
Okay, okay. Who has been the most important person in your life? Can you tell me about him or her?
Most important person in my life. I would probably say my dad.
May I ask why?
Because, you know, he's been around there for me, you know what I'm saying? Working, providing funds for the family, you know what I'm saying? Just being a good role model.
Okay. What was the happiest moment of your life and the saddest?
The happiest moment of my life. I don't know. I don't really think I've had a happiest moment of my life yet, you know what I'm saying? But the saddest is when my grandmother passed.
Who has been the biggest influence on your life?
Probably my uncle and my dad.
Three people?
No, my uncle and my dad.
Okay. What lesson did that person teach you, or persons?
Just to work hard for what you want. You know what I'm saying? No excuses. Stuff like that.
Who has been the kindest to you in your life?
Who has been the kindest to me in my life? I have to say my Aunt Sharon.
May I ask why?
She's always been there, you know, saying, been there for me, getting me candy when I was little, stuff like that. I'd come over to the house, sleepovers, take me places when I need to go, you know?
Yeah. What are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Most important lessons? Don't steal. You know, I've gotten a couple whoopings for that. Not to lie. I've gotten a couple whoopings for that. Not to, what else? No fighting in the presence of your mother or your father, because that would cause another whooping. So, those three right there.
What is your earliest memory?
My earliest memory? It's tough. Let me think for a minute. I don't know. Probably playing Uno with Miss Chance in daycare.
What is your favorite memory of me?
Is that a question?
Yes, it is.
Favorite memory of you is when I came in the room and smacked you in the face to wake you up yesterday morning.
Are there any funny stories your family tells about you that come to mind?
When everybody told me I was adopted, and I went around the house crying because I didn't have curly hair.
What are you proudest of?
What am I proudest of? Of my, like, myself, or like just in, like.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
And like what am I proudest of, myself, like somebody else?
Yeah,
like,
of you.
Just, you know what I'm saying, I'm living 19 years old, still on this earth, you know what I'm saying, doing well. You know what I'm saying? Just keep pushing.
When in your life have you felt the most alone?
Probably last night. Last night, yeah, with nobody here. My TV wasn't working. My mom didn't pay the phone bill, so, like, the connection was going in. Excuse me. But, yeah, the connection went in. I felt alone. Like, I felt, like, kind of, like, away from the world in a way. But, yeah.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, what would that be?
I was like 10 or 11, watching my grandma do a headstand in our room for like 5 minutes. And I tried doing, I fell, like got carpet burn on my elbow.
How has your life been different than what you imagined?
Well, I didn't imagine myself getting a tattoo, but you know, here we are now. So, I don't know. I never really thought about the future. I just lived in the now. You know what I'm saying?
How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as a kind individual who brought some laughs, but, you know what I'm saying, was kind of serious at moments. But just, like, all around a nice person.
What does your future hold?
My future holds the NBA, you feel me? Basketball. That's pretty much all I can see for myself right now. And, you know what I'm saying, if not, become a male stripper. Nah, it's a joke. I'm playing. Cut that.
What are hopes for what the future holds for me, for my children?
Well, it's my children, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of us like it was. I'm going to have 8 kids like my mom and dad did. You know what I'm saying? I feel like when you have a lot of kids, it's a lot for them to do. And then everybody have fun, you know. But, you know, just a lot of joy and excitement, you know, through life, you know.
Do you have any regrets?
Any regrets? Not getting the surgery on my wrist when I was out for that season at AAU.
If this was to be our last conversation, is there anything you want to say to me?
You got a big head.
That's tough.
Yeah, Marquise, you my homie, man. I've messed with you. I can't say the F word, you know, it's an interview. But yeah.
She said you cuss. I can't control what you say.
Oh, you know, I said I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Not like that, because I'm not gay or nothing, you know. I don't do that. But you know what I'm saying? You my nigga.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Don't use curse words like I just did. Grandpa, sorry. Well, great-great-grandpa, sorry. Listen to your parents. Work hard. Don't steal. Almost, like, you know what I'm saying? I stole a couple times. Not a couple times, a lot of times. Some Beyblades, if you know what those are. Just live life and pray every day.
Is there anything that you never told me but want to tell me now?
So you know your girlfriend, right? About 2 weeks ago, she came here looking for you at the gym, and some stuff went down. I meant to tell you last week, but I had the courage to tell you. But yeah, it's all good though. Y'all broken up. No, I'm playing. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing you. You know what I'm saying? Stay strong. Don't let the haters bring you down. Don't let that big head bring you down either. You know what I'm saying?
Is there something about me that you always wanted to know but have never asked?
Why you think stink like so bad?
They don't.
Oh man, we stay in the same room. I kind of get the odor of it, you know.
That's your upper lip.
That's not possible.
If you could interview anyone from your life, living or dead, but not a celebrity, who would it be and why?
My grandma Barbara, because I feel like I didn't know her that much. I knew her, but like once time like passed, like I didn't really see her that much. So yeah.
What is your first memory of me?
My first memory of you? I don't know. Oh, walking in the dorms, seeing your door open, seeing you and Bo, and seeing a dude with stick sticking out his head as hair. And me just like taking a little glance from like, oh, those are my teammates. Yay.
Was there a time you didn't like me?
There was never a time that I liked you, you know. No, I don't think so.
What make us such good friends?
That's crazy. I don't think we're friends. I think we're associates at best. What makes us good friends, you know what I'm saying? I think we just make a lot of jokes with each other, you know what I'm saying? A little kee hee ha ha. A little tiss tat. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? We just cool. It's a little vibe. No homo, pause. I'm not with that gay mess, but you know.
How would you describe me?
A talkative person who likes attention at times. Well, not at times, a lot of times. somewhat a ladies man, but he's still learning from myself. So that's coming along. A hooper. And a friend.
How would you describe yourself?
Touche. Kind of chill person. Good friend, family person. I like to stay in the vibe, or like in the moment. I'm not really a party person, so like I'm like a homebody. So yeah.
Where will we be in 10 years?
I don't know. Only time can tell. You know, who knows what's going to happen in the next 5-10 years of life?
20 years.
20 years. Well, hopefully I'll still be alive. You know what I'm saying? God willing. Kids. Productive. And raising a son or daughter. You know?
Or a few.
Do you think we'll ever lose touch?
I don't know. They say your friends in high schools are like the play friends, and ones in college you stick with them for life. So, you know what I'm saying? We'll see.
Is there anything that you've always wanted to tell me but haven't?
I'm in love with you. No, I don't think so. No, you're just my nigga, man.
What was your relationship to your grandma?
To my grandma. When I was little, we saw her, but only time we saw her when my mom and dad went like on anniversaries and stuff like that. She was she used to smoke a lot, so like she got smoke like alcohol, but she used to like make snacks for us and stuff. She used to make snacks and stuff for us, Jell-O. She taught us how to make banana and mayo sandwiches, fried bologna and all that. But kind of like a regular grandma-grandson relationship. Until I got older and I moved away, I didn't really talk to her, see her that much. So I feel like that's where like the distance kind of got in. Then like, you know, she died and all that. So like, yeah.
Tell me about your dad.
My papa. My dad, kind of like me, quiet person. Don't really talk all that. He's kind of like a homebody too. He's a hard worker. Didn't graduate high. He graduated high school. Didn't go to college. Started his own business, stuff like that. But yeah, but like if you get to know him, like get around him, like I have, like he just like he's like you know fun. He like go karting and all that stuff. He takes us all the time. Laser tag. He does all that stuff. So yeah, play games with us and all that. He's just like a cool dude.
Tell me about your mom.
My mom, she's like the opposite of my dad. She's like a hyper body. I won't say hyper body, but like she moves a lot. She loves children. That's why she's in the daycare, working in daycare. She says when everybody's at the house, she's going to adopt two kids, which I don't believe, but we'll see. She's loving, caring. She's not going to be too happy about this tattoo, but you know, it is what it is. A very religious woman, just like my dad. But yeah, so overall good people.
What is your first memory of your brother?
Which one?
Your little brother.
Aaron. First memory of Aaron. I don't know. That's popping in my head right now is when we held AJ down because he was bullying everybody. We all held him down by his legs and put Aaron Dick in his mouth.
Wait. Can you explain that, please?
So like AJ, like, and then like during that time, AJ was like he was stronger than everybody. So like, I was like 9, something like that. Luke was like 10 or 11. Like AJ was like he was like in high school, like middle school. He was like stronger than everybody in the house. So he used to just bully everybody. So like we all like got met up in Kanan room and like made a plan to like lure AJ in my mom room and hold him down and put Aaron Dick in his mouth. So he came downstairs, we grabbed his legs, I pulled Aaron's pants down, he didn't know what was going on. He put it in his mouth. AJ was screaming. Aaron was kinda squirming on his head or like on top of him. And then everybody got up and ran away. And we was hiding for like a good 10 minutes. My mom came home, and everybody was hiding behind my mom. And then she was like, "What's going on?" I was like, "What?" And then she said, "They put Aaron Wee Wee in my mouth." And then she was like, "Why?" She was like, "Because he kept messing with her." She said, "Well, that's what you get. Stop messing with him." And what happened? So yeah, that happened. And we got away with it. So.
What is your best memory of your dad?
Best memory of my dad? Let me see. I don't know. I gotta think about that one. Oh. It's kind of nasty, though. So, like, in my old house, he used to be at, like, this furnace, like, downstairs, in the one room the heat didn't work. So he had, like, this heater on the wall, and, like, that was his room, the big TV room, where he used to just chill out and watch TV, and eat popcorn. So, like, everybody was in there one night eating popcorn and, like, watching movies. So, like, he farted, and, like, he had the heated furnace under the cover, and, like, so, like, it does, the gas just got, it kind of expanded, and, like, when you walk in, like, it just hits you in your face, and, like, you smell it. And then my mom came in there, she got mad, talking about why he farting in the room, everybody's in here. And then he said, "Well, it's gas." And I got let out, I'm like, "Hold it, I'm gonna explode." So yeah, just that. It was funny.
What is your most vivid memory of your older brother?
AJ. Most vivid memory. Let's see what happened. I think, let me see. When we all got a whooping for leaving trash in the attics. It was like 3 attics in our room. And like over like a course of a year, we filled all of them up. And my dad came in, and he opened all 3 of them, and like all like trash fell out all of them. I had like a little like a man purse that had all my toys in, my Beyblades in, that I used to take to school. And my dad said, "What is this?" I said, "That was my thing, I carry my Beyblades." And he's like, "This is gay." And he threw it on the floor. But yeah, and AJ blamed us for it. And all that, so we all got whoopings. And then my dad broke the belt whipping me, so that's kind of upsetting.
What did Aaron mean to you?
Who?
Aaron.
My brother?
Yeah.
That's my little homie. I'll be snapping him every day. He'll be seeing me videos of him working out and stuff, trying to give him little tips. But yeah, that's just my little homie, you know what I'm saying? That's my blood. He, you know what I'm saying, he there, whether I like him or not. You know what I'm saying?
What was the hardest thing about losing your grandma, if you want to talk about it?
Just not being there when she passed, because I was in Houston. My dad called me and told me, so like I just wasn't there for her when it happened. So,
was there anything you and your older brother disagreed about, fought over, or experienced some conflict around?
Oh, all the time. Like, which older brother, Luke or AJ?
AJ.
Yeah. This one time I found like $400 in Florida. Me and my cousin Don, we split it. So like I was like, cause like AJ, I didn't know how to dress back then. Like, I used to wear like some weird ass clothes. So like I told AJ, I like the pair of shoes he has. AJ, can I buy these shoes from him? He said, "Yeah." It's like they cost $200, but I give you $150 for them. And there was some Converse. It cost like $60. So. You know, he kind of robbed me for that. And then I told my mom, she said, "Well, you should have looked up the information." I was like, "Okay, like, it's not my fault. I don't have a phone." But yeah, but we just like fight over TVs and stuff like that. First showers, we always just stay on the same floor, stuff like that. Nothing too serious.
What do you miss most about your family back in North Carolina?
The food. I'm getting tired of eating McDonald's and fried chicken every day, you know, it's not really good for you. Yeah, the food, you know what I'm saying? Just the environment overall.
How would you think I would want to be remembered?
As a fun guy, someone who's a friendly person, tattoo guy, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hooper. Someone just enjoy life.
What about me makes you smile?
That's great. That's kind of gay.
All right. What about Allie makes you smile?
Why are we talking about her? That's my homie, bro. Next question.
Well, what was your relationship like?
Woo.
Allie.
I'm not talking about that, Marquise. We're moving on to the next topic.
What did you look like when you was a little kid?
I think I kind of looked the same when I was little. So like, I still got a baby face. Let's see. I wouldn't say I was chubby. I think I was kind of chubby in places. I kind of like a little nerd for toys. I used to wear my shoe size. Say like I was 9, I used to wear a size 9 shoe. Like I was 10, I wore a size 10. I was kind of tall. I wasn't that tall, but then I got sprouted up. But yeah, just kind of like a little weird looking kid.
Do you have any favorite jokes you used to tell people?
What was that? It was that song. I'm trying to think. Hold on, because it's a funny song. I can't think of it right now, but when I think of it, I'll sing it. Huh? That's not it. I ain't sing that because I ain't cuss back then. I'm trying to think of it. It was like your mama. I don't know, but it was this funny song we used to sing when we was little. If I think of it, I'll probably sing it at the end. I'll probably think of it later. But yeah.
Do you have any stories you want to share about yourself or anybody in your family?
No, I don't think so.
What were your mom's hopes and dreams for your future?
She just wanted me to do whatever I had a passion for, whatever I wanted to do. She'll pray for it that it happens and stuff like that. She really didn't care as long as I'm happy doing what I'm doing.
Is there something about you that you think no one else knows?
Yeah.
Would you like to talk about it?
I'm a freak in the sheets. What? Nah, I'm playing. Get that louder, please. Nah. I don't know, but like most people just think like I'm kind of like, I want to say like, they just think like I'm kind of like quiet like all the time or like kind of weird, but it's not the case. I'm a fun dude, you know what I'm saying? You get to know me.
How are you different now than you were before you lost your grandma?
Before, I don't know, I kind of took time for granted, like for people being here. Cause like I said, like before she passed, I didn't talk to her for the whole time I was in Houston. I didn't talk to her for about 2-3 years. So yeah, I just kind of like took time for granted, like not realizing like what was going on.
What is the image of your grandma that's always like in your head?
Her in the kitchen making jello, all of us down there, or like her in the big screen TV room folding, teaching us how to fold laundry, telling us to wear socks downstairs or else you get cold. Don't take showers longer than 5 minutes, you're wasting hot water and stuff like that.
Do you have any traditions to honor your grandma?
Traditions? Yeah, I still make fried bologna sandwiches and all that. What else? My dad's spaghetti, he learned from my grandma. I want to learn how to make spaghetti from him because like, his spaghetti would be good. I still wear socks around the house. I don't take long showers. I think that's from her. I try to keep my showers in like 3 or 4 minutes. If I'm just washing my body, if I'm washing my hair, it's like 5 or 6 minutes. But yeah, just like little stuff.
Are your brothers the same way?
I honestly don't know. I haven't really talked to them about it. But they probably are.
What has helped you the most in your grief?
Being around family when it happened. You know, just talking about it.
Well, what are the hardest times?
The hardest times? The hardest times? Probably basketball season.
What's your favorite video game?
My favorite video game right now, Well, right now I'm playing in Division Two. I kind of like it. My brother told me to get it, so you know, we play on and off. But I'll probably have to say that's my favorite game right now.
Why?
I don't know. Just I like shooter based games. I'm not a school shooter. You know what I'm saying? I don't do that. But you know, I just like the oh my gosh, my hair is a mess. But I like the graphics and stuff like that. It just appeals to me.
What's your favorite candy to eat?
Twizzlers. Twizzlers. It's the best candy in the world. Get on it. It's a wave.
What's your favorite food?
My favorite food? Mac and cheese or spaghetti.
Do you prefer a certain water brand? Or you could drink whatever water brand?
I'll drink any water except for Dasani and the Aquaphor, the Michigan water. That mess is nasty. Tastes like boo boo.
How do you know what boo boo tastes like?
So when I was little, I was on the toilet, right, and I kind of I was eating Cheetos, and like I kind of wiped, and not knowingly, and I had Cheeto dust on my fingers, and I licked it, and
That's tough. What is your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Movie series, like just movie in general.
Movie series.
My favorite movie series is the Transformers series. I like the robots and stuff like that, and Bumblebee. I want a car like Bumblebee when I get older.
Now, what's your favorite movie?
Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen.
Okay. Who's your favorite artist? Music artist?
J. Cole.
Say that
again. J. Cole.
Where do you rank him at top 10 rappers of all time?
Number one. Kendrick Lamar is number zero.
Can you name the nine people that's behind him in order?
J. Cole.
Do you prefer PS4 or Xbox?
See, you know, I feel like people who have Xboxes are kind of gay and like just like have a weird mentality. So of course PS4, you know. So it's the only way to go.
Do you prefer iPhone or Android?
I don't know who still has Android in this day and time, but I have iPhone.
Do you sleep in the cold or sleep in the hot?
Well, last night I slept with a fan on. I got kind of cold. My nose started running, so I might just sleep with the fan off. But I can't really. I'd rather sleep in the cold because I can get warm in the covers and not sleep in the hot because then I start sweating.
What flavor toothpaste do you use?
I use Colgate, the cinnamon flavor. I think that's the best flavor because you get like a little taste to it. But yeah.
Do you like McDonald's?
I don't really like McDonald's. I eat it when I have to. Like today, I got McDonald's. I got a Big Mac and two McChickens and a large fry with a Sprite. And I'm saying it's not the healthiest thing to eat, but you know, it was there and it was kind of cheap, so why not?
Are you a germaphobe?
I wouldn't say I'm a germaphobe. I just like to have stuff clean. I don't like, you know what I'm saying, seeing a mess everywhere. I like my room is now. It's like cups and stuff on the ground. I blame Marquise, but you know. It is what it is.
Do you use hand sanitizer 3 times a day?
No, I do not. That's weird. Who does that?
Would you rather choose Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix. Hulu has no options to watch any shows. That's like obvious.
Gushers or fruit roll-ups?
Gushers. Because of the juice. Pause.
What's your religion, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a Christian, baby. Christianity. My grandfather's a pastor. Thank you very much.
Did you go to church every Sunday?
Yes, I did. But now I don't. Because I'm here.
Do you like school?
I don't. Right now, I don't know. When I was little, I tried, you know what I'm saying, to be the best student. But now it's like, okay, like, really? Like 3-hour class. Excuse, I'm not the district class, I'm Ms. Webster. But you know, like 3-hour classes, like, come on. Like, I'll be getting tired. We're leaving practice. 6 to 9, that's a long time. But I don't know. I'm gonna say I don't like school, but I'm not that fond of it. I'll do it, you know.
Were you scared when you got your first tattoo?
Oh, man. No, I wasn't scared. I took it like a G. Love you, baby. No, I hurt, though.
Okay. Thank you for letting me interview you. Can you state your name again, please?
My name is Christian Victor Brandon. I am 19 years old, born February 21st, 2000. Durham, North Carolina, Bull City. I am one of eight children. I am a son to two wonderful parents, Kimberly Brandon, Anthony Brandon. I have seven aunts and uncles. My grandma and grandpa are still living well, you know what I'm saying? We had a big family, you know what I'm saying? And right now I'm currently in Detroit, Michigan. Today is, give me a second, Sunday, August 4th, 2019. And I did an interview with Harold, with Harold Moore. And yeah.
Thank you.